Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming. It's my pleasure to stand here, give this presentation. My topic is the effects of constructing fertile cultivated layer in black soil on soil physical properties and crop yield. So my presentation, including background, material and method, results and discussion, conclusion and acknowledgement. So firstly, I will give more information about black soil in Northeast China. The area is about 7 million hectares in Northeast China, about 67% of which is farmland. The area of arable black soil accounts for 20% of arable land in China. The total grain production in black soil region accounts for about 20%. About 70% of grain production was sent to other regions in China. So Northeast China is very important for cultural production in China. So the natural condition in Northeast China is that the climate is temperate continental monsoon with 500 to 600 millimeter precipitation, 1,700 to 3,200 degree accumulated temperature. So organic vegetation is groundland meadow plants. The groundwater is below more than 20 meters. Parent material is loam loess. The picture has shown the typical profile in Northeast China. So the feature of black soil, original black soil has good soil structure and aggregate and abundant soil nutrients. So those characters has support good soil physical properties, strong water capacity, adjusting drought and water logging, then have high crop yield. But after black soil was cultivated, soil organic carbon degraded sharply due to the excessive land use. Soil erosion happened due to the water and wind and the freezing snow. And the mechanical compacting was happened also. So, which resulted in the soil structure was broken. Soil physical properties became worse and limited crop yield. So for this study, we have our objectives and the scientific question is that propose a method to construct a fertile cultivated layer. Then what is the optimum soil depth tillage? Identify the effect of constructing fertile cultivated layer on soil physical properties and crop yield. The left, those two pictures show the original soil profile in farmland, and another one soil profile after constructing fertile cultivated layer. So this study has done in National Observation Station of Highland Agriculture System. The station established in 1978 in the center of black soil region in Northeast China. The type soil is typical black soil. This table has shown the soil properties in this region. For experimental design, we have used two experiments to show what we want. The first experiment is we have different soil tillage depths, including 0, 15, 20, 35, and 50. The second experiment we use different practice to construct the fertile cultivated soil layer, incorporated straw into soil layer within 0 to 35 centimeters. The second one is incorporating organic manure into soil layer within 0 to 35 centimeters. The last one is traditional tillage as contract, just tillage within 0 to 20 centimeters. It is popular in China now. So I will show some result we have got. This picture has shown tillage has decreased soil bulk density and increased soil porosity. The bulk density was decreased when we do some soil tillage in some layer, as shown this one and this one. So the soil porosity has been decreased due to the soil tillage has done. So because the soil structure has changed due to the soil the tillage, so soil capacity has increased, including field water capacity and saturated water capacity. So based on the bio result, we have got that the saturated hydraulic conductivity has been improved in this study. Tillage on all disturbed can change the soil structure, increase the large porosity, and then enhance the soil saturated hydraulic conductivity. Compared with no tillage, the soil saturated hydraulic conductivity has been increased by 40% to 40 to 60% in other treatments with tillage. So from this slide we can show the effects of soil tillage tillage depths on the maize yield. We just this has shown the percentage. That's mean the yield ratio of different soil tillage depths and node zero. So we can see that the maize yield has reached the largest value when the soil tillage depth was 75 centimeter. So now we have got the soil tillage depth is 35 is optimum for crop yield in Northeast China. But when we planting and spring and harvest in the field, the soil structure will return to the original states. So we want to know how to keep the effect of soil tillage on soil, properties and crop yield. So now we need incorporated something into soil to keep the effect of soil tillage. So now we call that constructor for till cultivated soil layer. So now I will show some result for those treatments. The first one is the effects of constructing fertile cultivated layer on bulk density and porosity. So we can see that we just focusing on what's going on in the 20 to 35 soil layer in our study. So first, compared with the traditional tillage, bulk density and soil porosity was decreased by 9.8% and 6.6%. Treatment with organic manure has more effect than treatment with straw in our study. The second one is the effect of constructing fertile cultivated layer on bulk density and porosity. We use a short time field experiment to show this result. So we can see the effect of constructing fertile cultivated layer on the soil bulk density in 20 to 35 centimeter soil depth can last 6 years. So it has shown if we incorporated straw and manure into subsurface, then soil structure can be improved for 6 years. We have got the results for this. This has shown what's going on about the crop yield. So we can say that it's coincided with the effect on the soil physical properties. Also, the effect of constructing fertile cultivated layer on yield of crop also can last 6 to 7 years. So the best effect in the 3 to 4 years in our study we have got. So the conclusion including that the optimum tillage depth of black soil is 0 to 35 centimeter, which increases significantly crop yield. Constructing fertile cultivated layer by incorporating straw or organic manure into 0 to 35 soil layer could improve soil physical properties for 6 years. At the same time, includes the crop yield. Therefore, constructing fertile cultivated layer is an effective agricultural practice with the MO improving soil structure and increasing crop yield in our study. So I will give an acknowledgement for National Natural Science Foundation of China and the National Key Research and Development Program of China. Also, thanks for everyone working in the Highland Station. So thank you very much. Any questions?
Time for a couple questions.
I have a question. So okay. In the 6 to 7 years, when you say this incorporated black fertile layer has an increase on the yield, do you have wider data or other factors that may also contribute into this yield increase? I mean, you consider soil, right? What about weather pattern in those 6 to 7 years? Is it always constant or similar amount of rainfall every year? Or it happened to be that this year we don't have much rainfall, next year we have a lot?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, when we do this research, I also considered the water, weather and the pest. We have considered that.
Okay.
We have some detailed information in other paper.
So it's pretty conclusive that the yield increase is caused by incorporating this layer.
Yeah.
35 centimeter tillage.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Question over there. Thank you. I want to ask about environmental aspects of this tillage that basically you're promoting, but you didn't address at all environmental concerns. And I mean, when you promote tillage, you increase your environmental.
Maybe I have got your question. We do this experiment. Just want to know which soil depth is okay for crop yield in our study. We also consider the environmental question. You mean the emission and the leaching the clay content in low black soil is about 40%. So it is a little bit heavy soil. So if we tillage the into 35 soil layer, it doesn't impact the leaching and it kind of impact the leaching. But maybe next year we will consider the CO2 and the NO2 emission from those plots. It's flat, not slope. It's light, not the slope. Yeah, it's flat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can we give one more round of applause for all our speakers today?